morning, everyone, and welcome to Spotlight. Another great show lined up for you today. And this morning, we're doing things different again. We are still locked down. Well, Darren, myself, I'm locked down, and Jim is at home as well. So we're pre-recording once again, but we're bringing the same great guests to you, and we'll be producing a great show. Now, just before we do get going, Jim, something special about this week, and especially this Saturday. Can you tell our listeners a bit more about what we're embarking on in support of our local community?
Absolutely, Darren. Our mayor, Dr. Michelle Byrne, has got, for the last 6 or 7 years, the mayoral sleep out, where she, from the front line, has led to raise much needed funds for a number of charities. And this year is no different, particularly given the COVID situation, to raise a lot of funds, as much as we can, for Hills Community Aid, to give to people who really do need it for food and clothing. And we've got this great event on, and you and I are going to do it, and we're raising funds. So if people can get behind us and go to Spotlight on Facebook or LinkedIn with Jim Taggart or Darren Capes Davis, and make a small contribution, $5, $25, whatever, we'd be great. And I just looked a moment ago, and Sarah from S. Lloyd Legal has donated $100, a great legal firm, and we're just really delighted for people who help us raise that much needed funds, not for ourselves, but to try and help other people. And that's what our show is all about. So let's try and get that goal of $2,000.
$2,000 from Spotlight, and join in on Saturday night if you can. If you want to just listen from 8 p.m. on Alive 90.5, we will be broadcasting a special one-hour show in support of the Hills Winter Sleepout. Now, Jim, let's introduce our first guest this morning.
Well, I'm really delighted to have on the line Heba Tasia, Multicultural Community Liaison Officer for Cumberland Police Area Commander. And it's so we're so fortunate to have people like Heba who really need to be there and want to be there to help people, particularly in this period that COVID continues to present so many challenges. Good morning, Heba.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, Darren. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Well, we know how busy you are. It's been an incredible, 18 months, but particularly the last couple of weeks must be so busy for you. Tell us about your days, just in a general sense, what they're like. They must be, you know, quite crazy, to be honest, in the sense of trying to give so much advice and help to people.
Oh, where do I start, Jim? It has been really, really busy, especially in the last, I would say, 6 weeks since the lockdown orders came into place and the stay-at-home orders were enforced. For the past 15 months, really, we have been doing a lot of work around COVID, although we still have our day-to-day business as usual, which includes, you know, assisting victims of crimes, helping people report crime, follow-ups, referrals, all that sort of thing is still happening. But COVID has kind of taken over our daily activities. So I come in every day and I'm like, let's see what's new today, what has changed, and what I need to share with the community. We've been doing a lot of work with the local businesses, the council, community organizations. The community has been fantastic. People are seeking information. They are getting in touch with us, looking for the right advice. We have walk-ins even into the station with people not wanting to breach any laws and wanting to understand them better. But the problem is things change so quickly, and especially for the 8 LGAs or the hotspots, there's more restrictions than other sides of Sydney. So people hear different things from relatives or friends who live maybe in regional New South Wales or in other parts of Sydney, and they think it applies across Sydney or the Greater Sydney. So the days have been really full on trying to tell each and every individual what applies to them based on where they live or where they work.
So Heba, Darren here. Sorry, Jim, but I was thinking you were probably alluding to it a bit there. Is your day plan? Do you have a list of things you want to do based on things that happened yesterday, or will you be responding directly to things that come over, say, police radio, and getting out there and supporting those who are on the front line? Can you share a bit about that part of your day with us?
I always have a plan, but I find it really hard to follow it, Darren. I come in with a to-do list and I'm like, I got to do 1, 2, 3. Most important thing is share the information on Facebook and social media, contact the following organizations and send the following emails. But then you never know what's waiting for you. Especially working in a very busy police station, we have a lot of walk-ins and a lot of emergency calls that get made. So sometimes you have to drop everything and go to assist the victim of, say, domestic violence or someone who has just been scammed, and that really changes everything about your day. Sometimes we get called into last minute meetings or urgent meetings with the health department. So there are things that we have to do every day, and we don't go home until we get them all done eventually throughout the day, which is sharing the latest numbers, sharing the latest tips, the latest restrictions, translated resources, a few phone calls that I have to make every single day, a few meetings, especially with the Western Sydney local health district, which have been doing an amazing job in the last 8 weeks. So there are things that have to be done every day, but you never know when you're going to get to do them because of things that just come out of nowhere, really, and they take priority.
And just to add to that question, Darren, it was a really good question, and thanks for your really wonderful response, Heba. Like, I was thinking your day being so, while it's planned on one hand, is one which is so unpredictable on another, the types of, looking at it with the types of multicultural people that you deal with on a daily basis, from looking at from a Lebanese culture, from a Chinese culture, do you deal with particular groups yourself?
Well, being the multicultural community liaison officer, I pretty much deal with all the multicultural communities in the Cumberland area. But being an Arabic speaker, I also assist other commands like in Parramatta and the Hills when they need an Arabic speaker and they don't have an Arabic speaking officer. In Cumberland, we're very diverse. We literally have people from all over the world, different backgrounds, different languages spoken at home. So there is not just one community that I deal with, which is why the health department has been supplying translated resources into multiple languages. And although I can help maybe the Arabic speaking community face to face or via a phone call because I speak their language, I need to find that information in another language to share with a particular community that I don't necessarily speak their language. So in Cumberland, we're very blessed. We're very diverse. So is Parramatta. So we all help each other out. The multicultural community liaison officers in other commands as well are wonderful. We have over 15 languages spoken between all MECLOs, they call us. So we're always there to help each other out as well.
It's amazing. And we congratulate you on behalf of Spotlight. We've got on the line Heba Kasua, the Multicultural Community Liaison Officer for the Cumberland Police Area Command. It really is a credit to you. Both Darren and I have so much praise and respect for what you do for our community, Heba.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Jim. I really appreciate that. I hope I can do everything that I need to do to help everyone out.
Well, I think people need to understand, we're in the midst of COVID and we're going to go to a little break and we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about that after the break. But people need to, even while we're talking here on the phone, you've got a meeting, say, at 11 o'clock to talk about COVID, and then a domestic violence comes in that you must attend or to try and help at 11:05. So you're in the midst of a meeting and your world has changed upside down till 5 or 6 or 7 o'clock tonight.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sometimes in the middle of a meeting about COVID or about just the regular day-to-day reporting or just internal things, I get called in to help with a particular case or especially domestic violence. And it could be till 7 p.m. It could be well through into the night. The good thing is there's always support from the command. There's always people looking after us and telling us to look after ourselves and take the time out when we need it. But things can change so quickly, and sometimes it does get overwhelming, but it's so rewarding when you can actually help someone who needs your help right then and there.
And we can feel that in your voice, and we again thank you on behalf of Spotlight, Darren and myself, for the warmth that you portray in the job that you love. And the other thing people need to understand, Heba, is that you can be in Marylands, at say the police station there near the council, and a phone call comes from you, can you get to Parramatta? So yes. Your head goes from dealing with that matter trying to get some sense and closure or clarity to a totally new situation some 6 kilometres away with different people with a different problem.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that applies to pretty much every employee of the New South Wales Police. The police officers will come in and literally have a 10-hour shift and don't know what's waiting for them or where they're going to be called into,
yes,
what areas they're going to be patrolling or what incidents they're going to be called to go and assist. So it's part of the job. It's all part of what we do every day. But like you said, when you love what you do and you find the reward in it, you do it happily.
Well, it comes through so clearly in your vocation and your voice about what you love. And Heba, thanks for joining us at the moment. We're going to go for a little break and have a song, and we'll be back straight after that and talk more about Heba Kasua's role and what she does on a daily basis. You're on Live 90.5 with Jim and Darren. Thanks for being here with us.
You're on a Live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Great to come back and be speaking with Heba Kasua, the Multicultural Community Liaison Officer for the Cumberland Police Area Command. It's just a wonderful service that you provide for our people, particularly in Western Sydney and particularly in the Cumberland Command area. Heba, let's talk a little bit about things. How can neighbours and people help you in your role with COVID, with people? Because there is only a few of you and many hundreds of thousands of people. What advice would you give us to try and help our neighbours, particularly since we can't really go and see them? What can we do?
That's a great question, Jim, and I'm so glad you asked it. I think the most important thing that we can all do at the moment is pick up the phone and make that phone call. Check on one another, be there for one another. I know we can't go and visit each other and just, you know, catch up. A lot of people at the moment are struggling with so many things, but most importantly, of being alone or lonely. We have to check on our neighbours, on our loved ones, on our friends that we probably haven't seen or spoken to for a long time, because we all have very busy lives. At the moment, let's make a promise to ourselves that we'll call one person a day, say, and just pick up that phone, make that phone call, let them hear a friendly voice on the other side. Check on them. If you have any concerns for their welfare, if you think they're struggling, please let us know, or let anyone know. Let someone who can actually go and help them out be aware of the situation. We have established an emergency operation within the Cumberland Parramatta area where we're trying to identify vulnerable people who are on their own. So they can be victims of crime, or they can be elderly people, or they can be people living with disabilities. We need to know who they are so we can actually reach out to them. We are still allowed to go on out and about into the community. We can make those visits. We can knock on their front door and make sure they're okay. We can deliver food for them if they need, if they can't get to the shops. We can organize for them to go and have, COVID tests. We can help with those day-to-day tasks that they probably are struggling to do.
Can I just go back, because what you've just given is just such a wealth of knowledge and ideas. I just want to go back. So, technology is not evenly distributed in our society. So that's a big problem. But you're saying you've got special, if someone can't contact someone, they can contact you. And
absolutely,
you can then help with a whole range of things. Like you could get their medicine for them. You could,
absolutely,
check on their animals, check on them. You could do a whole range of services like that.
Absolutely, absolutely. At the moment, we have even the help of the Australian Defence Force personnel that are going out with our police officers, doing home visits, welfare checks, delivering food hampers, doing all that sort of thing. We are here to help. So I understand a lot of us can't go and check on our neighbour and actually get them things from the shop if they needed it, but we can. So please let us know. If you don't want to talk to us, you can talk to the council. They also have amazing liaison officers within the community. They have their crime prevention officer as well, who can help with that sort of thing. Just let someone know. But it all starts with picking up that phone and making that phone call. Just a simple, how are you? Are you okay? Can I do anything? it can make someone's day, especially if these people live on their own and have got no help, or if these people don't speak English and can't find the information they need about what is allowed and what is not. You can always call us, the Multicultural Community Liaison Officers in your police stations, in your local police stations, if that's the Hills, Parramatta or Cumberland, Bankstown, wherever you are, and ask us to do that sort of thing. Just provide us with the details and we will do that for you.
Is there one number that people can call to get in touch with the MECLOs, as you call them, the Multicultural Liaison Officers at the various police commands?
Well, each police station has got a different phone number, so it's ring the general number for each police station. I can give you my direct phone number, so people can call me and I can always transfer them to the relevant station. That number is 9897-4812. So I'll say that number again. It's 9897-4812.
And Heba, I'm going to say station. That. Sorry, Heba, I'm just going to say that because that's such an important number. If you want to try and help someone, and you're saying not only in those areas, if there's listeners here who've got people they want to contact you and you'll sort it out for them.
Absolutely. I can put them through to the relevant police station or to the relevant multicultural officer in their area.
That number is 9897-4812. Heba, that is gold. That is absolutely gold, that phone number. And your ability to be able to tell our listeners that number is really their lifeline. Darren and I want to thank you for that so much.
It's my absolute pleasure. That's my direct line. I am here Monday to Friday. I get to work around 7:30, and I can't tell you what time I finish because it varies. But if you can't catch me, just leave a message or call the normal line, the general line to your police station, and ask for your multicultural officer. There's one of us in every command, and there are even other police officers who are sworn police officers who speak various languages. So if you have problems or difficulties speaking in English, just call your local police station and say, can I speak to someone in that particular language? And if they can't speak to you, they'll organise for an interpreter on the phone as well to take your call.
Well, on behalf of 90.5 and Spotlight this morning, we're absolutely delighted that you've joined us, Heba, and given us so much information about helping our brothers and sisters, particularly in the multicultural sense, in and around Parramatta and Western Sydney. Your dedication and commitment to your task is second to none, and we want to thank you. If you need to help someone with any particular matter, just a phone call and you can't do it, or you need medicine or food or to help their animals, whatever, and you please ring 9897-4812. Heba Kasua, the Multicultural Community Liaison Officer for Cumberland Police Area. We salute you and thank you so much on behalf of Spotlight and 90 Point FM, Darren and myself.
Thank you so much, Jim. Thank you so much, Darren. I just want to say no one should feel alone during those very difficult times. Let's all work together and let's all do our bit. And I can't thank you enough for having me on the show today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Heba, and have a great morning.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.